Trump tells national prayer breakfast, "Let's bring religion back. Let's bring God back into our lives." By Simon Kent on February 6, 2025. President Donald Trump joined the national prayer breakfast at the Capitol on Thursday morning, honoring a more than 70-year-old Washington tradition. In doing so, he offered the plea, "Let's bring religion back. Let's bring God back into our lives." The annual event brings together a bipartisan group of lawmakers for fellowship. Trump will also speak at a separate prayer breakfast at a Washington hotel sponsored by a private group. AP notes Dwight D. Eisenhower was the first president to attend a prayer breakfast in February 1953, and every president since has spoken at the gathering. A Ukrainian delegation is also expected to send a large cohort to attend the breakfast, arguing that the protection of religious freedom is a reason for the continued U.S. aid to Kyiv in its war against Russia, according to the New York Times. Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire and Republican Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas are the honorary co-chairs of this year's prayer breakfast. Trump's last national prayer breakfast speech came after he was acquitted on February 5, 2020, during his first impeachment trial. As Breitbart News reported, on that occasion he triumphantly waved a USA Today newspaper with the headline "Acquitted" as he arrived. He also waved a copy of the Washington Post cover, expressing surprise that it had a similar headline. Trump highlighted themes of love, faith, and forgiveness during his speech, but acknowledged he was still learning. "They love people and sometimes they hate people," he said, referring to people of faith. "I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm trying to learn. It's not easy. When they impeach you for nothing and then you're supposed to like them, it's not easy, folks. I do my best." The president is scheduled to speak on Thursday at 8:15 a.m. EST. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.